Hi, so this is Javon, Dub CNN. A little over a year ago, I had the pleasure of hooking up with an up-and-coming MC by the name of Balance. It's my pleasure to continue our conversation once again. How you doing, man?
Good, man. Just, dropped the mix CD on Monday, so I've just been no sleep trying to hustle and get that out everywhere and promote. Just make sure, you know. It's like, you know, the day of release, man, is like, you know, you always looking to see how people respond, what the feedback is, making sure it gets all everywhere it needs to get through, you know, so, you know, it's a hectic time, but I love it, though, you know.
Cool. Well, I know the name of the mix CD is called We All In, and I see you on Twitter. You're active on Twitter and all that stuff, man, and really using those social networking sites. I know you put a lot of work into the mixtape. So what I know it just came out recently, but what has the response been like so far? And did you approach this like an album when you recorded this?
Yeah, you know what's funny is so far the response has been great. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Dub CNN because y'all was the first person, the first place to leak to drop the mixtape, actually. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, only right. But yeah, you know, like at first, I was going to drop the mixtape in October. And I was basically going to just put together a whole bunch of songs that had been released. Like, cause one of the things about the internet and about fans' attention span now is like, sometimes I notice a lot of people, they'll see a song on a site or they hear a song. They may not necessarily know who it is. They may see that it's a Balance song but may not click it. So one reason why I put this project together was to put together, all my joints on one project along with some new things, tighten everything up. And I was going to drop it in October, but it became bigger than what it was going to be. At first, it was just going to be a collection of songs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I actually took it very serious, and like most of my projects, I ended up taking a long time with it. So it actually, from October till now, March 30th, you know, so it took me a minute. I just went, did new joints. I did a new joint with Freeway and J-Rock. I did some new freestyles. I did a joint called Bootleg Liquor with The Shine, you and I, Mr. Fab. Like, I'm just trying to, every project I go at, I want to make it like an album because I feel like you only got one chance to make an impression, and I want to be known for putting out quality projects.
Right. So you mentioned some of the features you have on the album, on the mixtape, I should say. And just from the names you mentioned and looking at the listing of it, you know, it's like a who's who of artists. So how do those relationships come about? Is that just your tireless networking that takes effect, or how does that come about for you, man?
Pretty much it was just pretty much networking, man, like how it's always been. Like, I'm constantly listening to new music. I'm constantly, reaching out to different artists that I see that's up and coming. I'm always in L.A. I just came back from South by Southwest, performing in Texas, which is like a big music convention. I ran into J-Rock, I ran into Freeway, I ran into Fashion. So it's pretty much just like, you know, people I look up to music-wise, and they respect my grind, they respect my music. So, when it was time to reach out to them, like, yo, I need a verse for this, it was all love, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, one of the things you mentioned, like the South by Southwest, you know, it seems you're always increasing your awareness. So what's been the biggest thing, the biggest change since our first conversation in Dub CNN? I mean, it seems like you're everywhere. So what's been the biggest change since last time? Give us an update on what's been new with you, man.
Probably the biggest thing since last time is last time I talked to you, they had dropped like Golden State Warriors or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I know you had some upcoming collaboration projects. I know you did one.
Yeah, with Big Rich. Yes. Yeah. Like, really, the past couple years, I've just been trying to rejuvenate myself and recreate myself. And it takes a lot of hard work and, you know, constantly putting out quality material to the point where you build a fan base of people that actually trust you and your name brand. So, I would say the thing that changed is, getting more radio play. I had dropped a video that got on MTV Jams. I had, you know, a few big records out in Northern California that were playing in the clubs. I went all around Northern California doing different shows, politicking, hugging kitchen babies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I feel like now I'm positioning myself to be one of the, you know, like every artist, man, no matter where you're from, you want to be looked at as one of the top dudes from your region. And I feel like now I had to put in that grind, that hustle. And I think coming into this next project I'm going to drop in July, really going to signify me as being, you know, one of those dudes from the West Coast that you can really count on making some music and really look for into the future. I had to recreate myself and come anew, man, because fans, you know, you got to constantly remind people that you're out and you're active and you have some hot shit.
Gotcha. Now, speaking of hot shit, how will you measure the impact of a project like We All In? I know you're, you know, obviously you have your free downloads and whatnot. How will you measure the impact of it to let you know that it was a success? Is there a certain number of downloads you're looking to reach? Is it the number of bookings that maybe come out of this particular project? How do you measure that success?
You know, what's funny is, you know, I dropped my first album in 2006, so that's about, I dropped my first mixtape in 2004, so I've been in the game releasing music, you know, for about 6 years now. And one thing I learned is that the streets and the people will tell you what they like.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like there's no hiding it. There's no faking the funk. There's no mystery. I noticed that certain records I drop, people will tell me, you know, the people will tell me what the next single should be. The people will tell me what song they like the most. The people will tell me, you know, I like that project. I want to hear you rap with this guy. I want to hear you rap with that guy. So pretty much the streets tell me. Now, I do have personal goals. Like, you know, and I have realistic goals. You need to set realistic goals, but at the same time, you know, you have your dream goals. So one of my realistic goals for this mix CD was to reach 20,000 downloads in a month, which we're on target to achieve that. The reason why I say 20,000 downloads is because I know, you know, one of those downloads is going to touch like three different people.
Right.
So to me, if I can hit 60,000 people in a month or two with my music, that's a great thing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't be Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, you got to be realistic about your project. So for me, I said 20,000 downloads is perfect. You know, like nowadays, the indie artist, he may sell 2,000 units during the first month. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or 4,000 units the first month. But to have your music downloaded 20,000 times, spread it around to 60,000 people, that's like, that's the effect I'm on. So I'm really right now on this free music movement because I feel like, you know, with the time, the recession, people not having money, like I'm really going to give out this project and my album in July for free.
Okay. Now, when you speak about the next project, I believe the last time we talked, there was a conceptual project that you had in your mind that you were kind of rolling around the idea of kind of be a day in the life or something like that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Is that the project that's coming out in July, or is it a different one that you're working on?
Nah, in July I'm dropping this album called The Exit, and it's going to be very, it's going to be like a movie.
Okay.
Like a situation that happens in one day, very theatrical, very intense. I want to make it to where you could play each song separately and it'll be dope, or if you play it all together it's even doper because it's like, oh shit, it's like one complete story with skits and everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like people aren't doing that right now, so that is going to come in July. I'm going to drop that for free. But one reason why I didn't drop it now was because I had to be realistic, and I was like, yo, I need to drop something else in the marketplace that can heat up real quick before I drop that project. You know what I mean? So
yeah, makes sense.
That's why the mix CD, I decided to go the mix CD route first, promote it, get back out there, and then I'm going to come with it in July. But yeah, it is going to be like a day. You know what I mean?
Okay, cool. Now, let people know where they can go, some of the sites where they can go to get We All In, the mixtape, and it's hot. I like it. I like a lot of the Swagger Jack. That's my stuff right there, man.
Yeah,
I love that. Even though I'll say, because you know when I used to do the little, I was doing the radio joint for a while, and that when to clean my DJ tried to clean that up, and he was like, "Man, I can't. You got to give me the radio edit."
Oh yeah,
you finally got it to me. But sometimes you might do, and
you know,
what's
funny about that song is I didn't even. The reason why I was so dirty is I didn't lay that. I had laid those raps to a whole nother beat.
Okay.
And then Dim Joints, the producer from L.A., got rid of the beat and put a new beat under it.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I had intentions of making a club song, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or intentions on making something that went on the radio. Like, later, it was so dirty that I had to go back and relay it with clean verses. Like,
yeah.
How some people reverse their words and
you,
stuff.
That would have not done you justice if you tried to.
That's why I went back like old school, like how NWA and them used to do. Like I went back, changed my words, and rewrapped it. So, you know, hopefully you got the clean at
some
point.
Yeah, I finally got the clean from you. But, yeah, so I was saying, man, you my dude. But sometimes you get that Busta Rhymes in you, I think, because Busta Rhymes would say, Busta Rhymes would say the N-word like 30 times in a song just because he's in a zone. So sometimes you get that way, but the music is always hot, dog. So let them know where they can get where they can go to get We All In the mixtape, some of the various sites that they can go to, man.
Well, yeah, they can definitely go to Dub CNN, you know what I'm saying? I think right now if you go to the forum or if you go to the front page, it's up there, or go to the Mix City section. Also, they can go to, I did the mixtape with DJ Ill Will and Rockstar. So you can go to hotnewhiphop.com and download it there. Or you can follow me on Twitter at Balance510. And I blast the mix CD out probably 6 times a day, you know what I'm saying? So you can get it off there. But pretty much, man, We All In is the project. Look for a new song with me, J-Rock, and Freeway. Like, a lot of people have been liking the song that me, J-Rock, and Freeway do, so who knows, we may do like a group EP thing.
Nice.
And then look for the exit coming in July for free. And, you know, I mean, I'm trying to do West Coast hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, download it for free all this year, get it, pass it to your friends.
That's what's up, man. Appreciate it.